We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton. First of all, you are somewhat echoing the sentiments of Governor Snyder and rallying behind Mrs. Betsy DeVos's condemnation of National Committeeman Dave Ajima's remarks, part of which was made in Berrien County earlier this fall. He has continued saying that the sentiments that he posted are what he agrees with. The state GOP has declined to take any action thus far, and you are on record as saying maybe there should be a change in the National Committeeman situation.
Well, you know, it was last month that he was down in Berrien County, and he gave some, what most folks would say, some pretty inflammatory remarks. I spoke out against him, so did the remarks, so did Governor Snyder, and he's continued it this month, and I think you'll see a couple of my colleagues probably this week say a few things, but I know that the governor led off with his State of the State address talking about racism, bigotry, and how it shouldn't be part of the equation here, and you know, we'll see what happens. But it's, you know, particularly as we celebrate what Dr. King said and his holiday yesterday, but to stand idly by and watch this type of things happen means that you're part and parcel of it, perhaps, and that's not me, and that's not where the Republican Party should be either. And I was glad to see that Betsy DeVos really challenged him in some public statements over the weekend.
Could this split the party?
Well, I got to believe that most Republicans would find these words repugnant, and it doesn't reflect the party of Lincoln and where we are, and you know, we'll see.
Are you disappointed that no action has been taken, that these statements, if not for Mr. Ajima, the statements that Mrs. DeVos and Mr. Snyder and you have made and others will be making, that this has continued, even being protracted as long as it has been?
Well, I don't know enough about the party rules. It's my understanding that, in fact, when one is elected for a national committee man or woman spot, there really is not a process for removal. I mean, we're not expecting a convention anytime soon. It's a four-year term. And I know that there had been an effort last month to censure his remarks, but that effort fell short. So, you know, I don't know if there's a formal process to take action. I just don't think that it's available. Maybe that's something the Republican Party should think about, is there are a good number of Republicans statewide, county chairmen and others, and women, that have really indicated their disgust with things that he said.
We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton, who, along with his colleagues, are in the districts across the country this week. The House has taken a recess, although State Representative and former Michigan Lottery Commissioner Gary Peters, who is the presumptive Democratic U.S. Senate nominee later this year from suburban Detroit, made a remark to reporters and, in fact, sent a letter to House Speaker John Boehner, asking that the House stay in session while the unemployment situation is resolved. That basically landed on deaf ears, but may have gained some political mileage from Mr. Peters.
Well, you know, this has been a debate that's been raging in the Senate for the last couple of weeks, and the Senate failed to pass legislation addressing the extension of long-term unemployment benefits. The real crux to the issue is, what is the pay for it? So to extend them for a year is in the neighborhood of about $25 billion. In the House, we have rules that new plans for programs have to have an offset. You've got to identify some place in the budget to offset that increase in spending. And the Senate debated that for a good couple weeks. And even though Majority Leader Reid suggested extending the sequester for another year, at the end, a number of different things, no proposal was able to get the votes to get done. And so they stopped the process. They're home with us this week. Senate, I believe, is out of session as well. I'm not sure when the Senate will come back to that issue, if they do. But the Speaker and others made it very clear that without an offset, this bill was not likely to go anywhere. And there have been a couple bills introduced, but I think that with the Senate taking the lead and failing to pass the bill, knowing that extended unemployment benefits expired last month, I'd say that most observers would say that it's very unlikely that this will come back for consideration in the next couple of weeks as we deal with some other issues like the President's State of the Union address. We've got immigration. We've got a farm bill. And so those things, I think, will be more on the front burner.
Also, perhaps on the front burner, the NSA situation, if the President announced that he was going to do some reforms and wants a, for lack of a better term, Fred, a blue ribbon committee of outside people to add more transparency to the situation, and yet some say that's not enough.
Well, the we're likely to see, I think, an intelligence authorization bill move sometime late winter, next month or two. The President made his proposal known this last week. I think that it's an important discussion, debate that the country needs to have. I would say that they're not firm Republican or Democratic lines. I think we need to look at all the evidence that's out there. How do we keep America secure and at the same time protect the rights that are defined in the Constitution? And there's likely some action that's going to be taken. I'm not sure exactly. Well, that debate is going to be starting for sure. I'm not sure exactly where it's going to end. I think that it would be wrong to rely on solely executive orders. I think that the Congress needs to be engaged. We need to have the public debate. The public needs to understand precisely what's going on, what are the safeguards that are included, and I think you'll see that in the weeks ahead.
Let's hope, Fred, that events that happen next month at the Sochi Olympics will not lead one way or the other to make some rash decisions on this matter, because it does, as you say, need to be a measured decision with long-range implications and not just knee-jerk reactions, because if something happens at the Olympic Games in Russia, we're going to get maybe knee-jerk reactions.
Well, that's right. And remember, we have a little different system, as we all know, here in America, and those rights are to be respected. And to be and not taken away, so it'll be a good, healthy debate, that's for sure. And I know that we'll be talking about it in the weeks to come.
One final thing, Fred Upton, I want to chat with you about is something that the junior senator from the state of Michigan is going to be dealing with in Ann Arbor today, and that's the Asian carp situation. Debbie Stabenow will be at a public hearing to urge the Army Corps of Engineers to come up with a fully developed plan to keep the Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. They came up with some long-range solutions, but if they're implemented, according to some of the critics, it's not going to really deal with the problem of keeping this fish out of the Great Lakes. And again, it's a situation, the Chicago interests want to keep the channel open for commerce, but yet it helps one industry by keeping it open, but hurts the other if it does.
Well, this is so frustrating, and this is certainly in an area where every member of the Michigan delegation, regardless of party, joining with Bill Schuette, our attorney general, and others, but we have been united in trying to ward off this terrible threat that the time continues to tick away, and we are very frustrated with the lack of real attention and change in the resources to try and stop the Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes. Because if it gets here, it's able to spawn in the millions. It's going to take away the feeding habitat for the game fish that many of us like to go after. I mean, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. And we've had some test votes. Chicago won. We were not able to prevail in demanding that the Corps take some certain action that would prevent fish from getting through there. We know that the electric kill or sections of the river that are set up actually to stun the fish and then send them back are not working the way that they were designed. And I know that the hearing today in Ann Arbor, I know that Senator Stabenow will reflect the entire Michigan delegation's dismay in terms of what goes on, and we've got to work together to try and get this thing done.
Yeah, because
clock's ticking.
You're right. The clock is definitely ticking, and you know, it just seems like it's one region against the other, pitting one against the other. And right now, with the sitting president being representing the state of Illinois, right now he's got the hammer in terms of just making some decisions. And by the time that hammer gets passed, it might be a little too late.
Well, if it gets to be too late, then we're really in trouble.
And then maybe perhaps some way of trying to deal with it once they get here. It's hard to say.
This is a huge mess, and we got to be united. We got to have the core on our side, and I'm not sure that we've seen that yet.
Fred Upton from St. Joseph, the U.S. Congressman representing Allegan County, half of the Lakeshore. We appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day, and we look forward to talking to you again next week here on 1450 WHTC.